like show business.
I'm John DeSando.
I'm Chris Kay.
This is It's Movie Time. It's summertime, Chris. Go to Mexico and go scuba diving. 47 meters down is appearing today in the theaters.
It's fun.
A couple of young ladies decide to go into a shark cage.
Convinced by their very handsome Mexican.
Local boys. After all, I have a lot of confidence. Matthew Modine is the, is the captain of that clunk.
I do love him, but I don't know, it was a little bit comedic when he popped into it.
Oh, I agree. Plays a benign captain, when usually in these movies, he's just as scuzzy as his boat.
His character kind of bothered me because I couldn't decide if he was sinister or just, you know, a dunce or what.
My take was that he was a good guy pulling a shady deal.
Yeah.
I mean, they're not sanctioned.
Turn a few bucks. You don't think?
Right. I don't think even the Mexican authorities would pass them.
I thought the beginning of it was pretty good, you know, kind of the backstory. And it was different from typical summer fun, beach going, bikini wearing.
To remind me, don't go to see this movie if you want to see bikinis. See Shallows with Blake Lively. This one is chaste by comparison, which
indeed,
I kind of liked.
Oh yeah, me too. It made it more about the story.
I think it's a usual horror trope that one of the girls is just getting off of a relationship.
Right.
She's depressed, more easily seduced into this outrageous adventure.
Well, the funny thing is, I thought actually in that way for the trope, she was the one that was reluctant.
Yes.
It was her sister that's like, come on,
yes,
go and making out with the boys and all that.
That's right, yeah.
She was kind of like, I don't know.
Thank you, yes. I guess the way it eventuates is that she's going to show up her boyfriend, that she's not boring.
Right. That was her motivation to go into the shark tank. To take photos, which was funny because neither of them brought a camera. So, I'm like,
right.
I think they got out in the middle of the ocean. They were like, oh, we don't have a camera.
Right.
Somebody needs to have a camera.
Yeah, you're right. The big deal here is the shark. No, this is not a classic like Jaws. It has that Spielberg distance.
Mm-hmm.
You don't see that much of sharks here.
No, that's the one thing I actually really loved about the movie. I thought it was filmed well, and I did like kind of the lack of the shark.
Yes!
Yeah, it was really good. I liked, too, in the beginning, they played up the very typical ways that you build suspense in a film like that, and it was just kind of fun.
To me, a sense of realism? Sizable sharks, that CGI in that is really...
It was well done. I mean, in that respect, I thought the cinematography and the animation and all that, heads above, you know, typical Anaconda or whatever else you might.
Because you're a filmmaker. Ridley Scott said in his recent Alien Covenant that he couldn't tell the difference between the green screen shots and the real ones.
Wow.
And I remember Avatar's James Cameron being confronted with a challenge.
Oh, yeah.
And that he couldn't tell you which was CGI. This stuff is
getting really, really good. It's very impressive.
I know.
I mean, even the amount of things that they shoot and just put in buildings in the background. But the sharks in this were really well done.
Yeah, they were. So they're down 154 feet.
Right.
47 meters.
And of course, one of the girls doesn't know how to scuba dive. At least some initial suspense.
And some unbelievability.
Yeah, because in the end, you know, she's down 47 meters down and somehow switches her air tank as she's out. She's been out now for a little while.
Yes.
I thought this sort of sparse use of those incidents was actually kind of refreshing. The thing that I didn't find beautiful was I thought the dialogue was just generally way too on the nose. They did a lot of the say, don't show, you know, kind of backwards from what you would normally kind of push for. And so it didn't have the typical kind of horror moments or, you know, suspenseful things. Yeah. But then I thought that it didn't play to the lack of those by letting them just live and build, you know, some tension.
Christopher Kay, the film is 47 meters down. What grade would you award it?
Overall, I'd probably give it a C. I thought it had great potential in the storyline and the dialogue. Just kind of tanked it for me.
In my naivety, I'm going to award it a B+ because it still scared me. It's Movie Time is brought to you by the Gateway Film Center, 1550 North High Street, Columbus, Ohio. Further details and showtimes online at gatewayfilmcenter.org.
It's Movie Time is produced by John DeSando. Listen to the shows and read reviews online at wcbe.org.